Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, everybody, to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a happening, fun, exciting, festive Tuesday. I'm Chelsea.
I'm JC. Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we're batching. Does my voice still sound kind of sick?
It sounds a little raspy. It's honestly in its Slay era right now.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's in its sexy low voice era.
Oh, then perfect. We're batching all of our episodes. I think, did this happen to you last year? I remember we had to batch a bunch of episodes when you were sick once. Not sick, but just your voice was like congested.
Yeah.
And that is now happening to me this year. But, you know, maybe it's giving mysterious.
Yeah, it's giving. Do we even know who she is?
You don't know if this is really me. Stay tuned.
I have to tell you guys about something. And this is going to sound like an ad, but it's literally not. I got targeted with an ad on TikTok and it said three things. It said, I think I might have talked about this before, but do you ever jumble your words? Do you ever feel like your vocabulary is immature or like not as developed as other people's? Do you feel like it's hard to explain your emotions or you forget words often? And I'm like, you just described my entire life. And so I immediately clicked whatever it was. And it was this app and it's called Elevate. And I have been doing it me and JC did a little bit on the plane to Dallas because I had just gotten. I was like, please do this with me. It's literally homework. But it's this app and you basically just do little math problems, little vocab things, helps you read fast. You do like 5 exercises a day. It feels like you're back in school. Like it literally felt like I was in high school again trying to solve these problems. It made my brain feel a certain way that it hasn't felt in years, like trying to figure these things out and just doing little like brain exercises. And I swear it's been helping a little bit with my, now as I'm saying this, I'm like literally forgetting all my words, but with my just like vocab and thinking of words quicker because I felt so, I swear when I had birth, my brain did a hard reset. Like I just forgot everything I've ever possibly learned in my life. And I just felt so dumb. Like I felt like my brain couldn't think of anything at all. Like besides being a mom and like what I was right in front of me, it was like so hard for me to, I don't know, just like come up with words for how I was feeling. I just was feeling constantly frustrated. Like I couldn't, anyways. So I feel like maybe it's the placebo effect. But I've been doing it for a couple weeks now and I'm like, okay, I've noticed a little bit of a difference.
You just do it every morning or something?
Yeah, it's like I've been working out my brain consistently and I've noticed progress. Isn't that crazy?
That is. It reminds me of, is it called brain teasers? Like little brain games that would be in a workbook or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word that I'm thinking of.
Brain games.
But I remember sometimes on like a road trip or a family vacation, I would get these little books that were
like a workbook.
It has like a, it's like brain teasers or brain games, like little things like that where you put words together or do crosswords, something like that. But yeah, we did it on the plane and it was actually so fun.
I know. You have to think of synonyms for things. They do like tipping, which is really awesome. So they help you do percentages of things, like budgeting math. It's so, I'm like, wow, this is the best invention. Thank you to whoever the developer is that made this app.
Yeah, what a great idea.
And they really got me. I've never clicked on an ad so fast. I was like, okay, first of all, how do you know this about me? Second of all, is this like a universal? But they were so specific. It's like, do you have such a hard time explaining how you're feeling? Do you think that, do you forget words sometimes? And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Your phone knows you. Like you get a lot of targeted ads. I don't ever get like any relevant. I feel like.
Really?
I've never bought something off of Instagram. Never.
You're joking.
No. Well, also, I don't
what
get
about
on
TikTok? Look,
I also don't really get on Instagram. That's probably now that I'm thinking
say,
about it.
I love my Instagram ads. We're tight.
Tailored straight to you. That's actually really nice.
But that was a TikTok ad. And I've never, ever, ever like related to a TikTok ad before. They're always like some random movie.
That's what I was going to say. My TikTok ads are always very random. Like they feel like they have no relevance to me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if I was, maybe honestly, maybe I should start getting a curated Instagram ad situation going, because you've got some good stuff.
I've gotten some great stuff.
Like I'll be like, where's that from? She's like, oh, an Instagram ad targeted me. I'm like,
they know me.
I need specific ads.
It's literally my personal shopper.
It's so nice.
Like I'll be thinking, I want this. I would really love, even for Case, like I'm like, I would love like a really fuzzy onesie for him, like for the winter. 2 seconds later, like pops up this brand I've never heard of before. And it's like a really cute onesie. It's just a picture of it. I'm like, great. Thank
just
you.
Talking to your phone all the time.
Literally.
Fuzzy onesie. That is so funny. I feel like I was going to say something.
Oh, about our shows?
Oh.
We're batching?
We're batching episodes, which we always have to do in December just because Dear Media is off for a few weeks and we're going to be traveling for the next little bit. So we're batching episodes, which means that we will already be home from our Salt Lake and Phoenix shows when this episode goes up. We'll have like just gotten home, but we can't give an update on it because we're recording this before, which is unfortunate because I wish we could chat about it. But
I know
we're probably not going to be able to give updates on that for
literally till next year.
Yeah, till early next year. But I'm so excited for
it. I'm sure it went well.
I'm sure hopefully it went great.
Knock on wood.
Just, yeah. Just was an absolute just hell. Awesome. No, I'm sure it'll be awesome. I'm very, very excited.
We're like, I'm sure it was a great experience. The headlines that day. It's like, what we said canceled after horrible shows.
No shows. No one showed up. Literally every show, I have that fear. I'm like, wait, what if everyone forgot? Like, I'm being dead serious.
No, she actually says that every time before the show. She's like, what if people don't come? I'm like, we've literally sold hundreds of tickets. People are going to come.
But I think of, like, what if people didn't put it in their calendar and they just forget? It's not that I think they, like, hate us or something. It's that I think they're just, you know, they bought tickets, but that was a month or two ago. And then they don't get on their Instagram or something and they don't see us posting about it. And then they just forget to come. I don't know.
The Valley Girls never abandon us.
That's true. Thank you for the reminder.
Today we are talking about juicy polls. Okay. So buckle up, get ready to be triggered and
triggered, really.
Oh wait, no, that's unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
I'm honestly still jaded from my Smasher Bus shoe edition from the early 2022.
Not the shoe trauma.
Not the shoe smasher. Oh my gosh. Never mind. Don't download the app.
Don't download Elevate. Horrible results. Smasher Pash.
It's because I didn't do it this morning. That's why. Smasher Pash. Maybe people won't get triggered by this.
I don't think they will.
Okay, good.
So we did some polls on our Instagram and we're going to talk about the results. And we're going to tell you our answers and see if we're all in line here. The first poll we did on our Instagram story, by the way, follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. And that's where we do all this stuff. So if you want to be like a part of our episodes, go ahead and follow that. Okay, the first poll is, are you currently in love? This kind of shocks me. 70% of people said yes.
Oh.
Does that kind of surprise you?
Does it surprise me that so many people are in love?
Yeah. Like almost 70%. I would picture it being 55, 45, 60, 40, 70, 30. A lot of our girlies are in love.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
It's okay if you're not, though.
Yeah.
Those 30%.
You know what?
Also, I wonder if that means like in love, but maybe no one loves them back. You know what I mean? Like in a relationship. Does in love mean like they it's reciprocated by the same person?
Mm.
You know, because someone could be in love with someone who doesn't know.
True. We're doing an episode on relationship advice. Is that coming next week?
It's coming soon.
The point being, I was going to say, wait till that episode, because even though it's talking about relationships, I feel like I just talked to my dad on the phone and he had some good stuff to say that I feel like is relevant to people who are also not in a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, good.
It's coming in 2 weeks. Or no, it's coming
today.
I'm like, it's right now. It's the 20th, okay?
Okay.
So right before Christmas.
Okay.
Anyway.
Keep your eyes out.
Keep your eyes out for that one. I just had that thought.
Keep your ears out.
Basically, spoiler alert, you don't need anyone. That's the point.
Love that. Do you watch sports is the next one. This is 50-50.
Wow.
Okay. That's actually more people like, I'm assuming a lot of our followers are girls. And that's actually shocking because you always just assume girls don't watch sports because it's just a stereotype. Like the boy watches the sports. Oh my gosh.
If boy watches the sports and wait. We don't have to even guess. We can look at our insights and we can know exactly how many, what percentage of girls at least follow us.
I bet it's 88% of girls.
I think it's over.
95% of girls.
98.2% girls, 1%, 1.7% men follow us on Instagram. I'm going to post that on Instagram. That is so funny. We absolutely love to see that. That's the highest I've ever seen anything.
Show out. Show up and show out, girlies. So that actually
is
shocking.
There's nothing more comforting than that. Isn't it interesting to think like a lot of girls have actually higher men follow them? Like on Instagram and stuff, if they're like if they post, I don't know, just like hot photos,
yeah,
then their following is more male,
yeah,
than female.
Ew.
Ew.
No.
Like I remember Julia Fox, she did I think a TikTok and she was saying, she's like, oh, I realized why I feel so safe on TikTok. And she showed her analytics. It was something like on her Instagram, I'm making this up, but I think it was like 60% men or 70% men or something.
Ah!
And then
that's spooky.
On her TikTok is literally like 95% women.
Oh my
gosh. And
she's
like, that's why I love TikTok.
Yeah.
Which it's funny.
Dang.
Now I'm curious what my personal like TikTok and stuff is. I'm going to check. What do you think yours is?
Mostly girls all around.
Well, of course. But like, do you think it's literally like 99%?
Yeah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center. Thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think so too for mine. I'm like, what would a guy, like my content is only for the girls and the gays. Like, what guy would want to follow me? How do I find this?
Are you looking on TikTok or Instagram?
I'm going to look on TikTok. 92% female, 8% male on TikTok.
Wow. That's a lot of girls.
Yeah.
I feel like anything over 90% is like mostly girls and then maybe some relatives and like random guys. And
yeah.
And yeah. And the gays.
Let me look on Instagram. You should look too.
96.3% women on my Instagram. 3.6% men.
How did you find that?
Go to insights, go to total followers, and then it'll be at the bottom.
92% women, 92.2, and 7.7% men. What men are following me on here? What are you gaining from this? Gotta be the gays.
Yeah.
Thank you, all of our women.
Or friends, too.
Yeah, or husbands, maybe.
Yeah.
Trying to be supportive.
I'm scared.
What?
On my TikTok, it's 88% female, 12% male.
Oh, no, no, no.
We got to get that. We got to get lower than that.
Everyone go follow Chelsea on TikTok. Girls, then we follow cannot me. Stand for this. No. Not 12%.
No wonder
male.
I don't want to post on TikTok as much.
See, you're not feeling comfortable.
I can sense that 12% looming.
Yeah, that 12%.
Yeah, it's like, what are they doing there?
No, literally, what are they doing?
Guys should not have social media. Okay, now I really lost where our polls were.
In the archives.
Back to the meat of the episode.
Are
the
you
meat
a,
and potatoes.
Are you a spender or a saver? 63% say spender. We love to see it. 37% say saver.
That's about what I would picture.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to like half and half, but a little more spender. You know,
I genuinely cannot pick one of those for myself. Like,
yeah, I am both.
I hate to be both a pick me, but like I am very much equally a spender and a saver. Cause I was thinking, no, I can't pick.
I'm a spender. Well, it depends honestly on the day.
It depends on the mood. Yeah. It does.
Because sometimes I'm in save mode. Other times I'm in spend mode.
Same. I'm sure everyone feels that way.
Depends.
I guess.
Is it payday? If it's payday, I'm a spender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no. Depends. On payday, sometimes I'm like in my money era and I'm like, oh, I'm a working woman. I got to save this up. Be financially smart.
I find legitimate dopamine and joy from saving money.
Yeah.
Like it almost does more for me than spending, which maybe that's like normal. But I feel like when I can put money in savings,
yes,
that to me is like a bigger dopamine hit than like buying a new purse or something. Like I almost get the opposite.
Buying a new purse gives me anxiety.
Yeah. Like, but even if I buy something that I want, like it's like you said, it depends on the day. But sometimes
it
brings excitement. Yeah, yeah. But a lot of times I'm just like, I had a bunch of items like, I'll go on the website Essence all the time and just like put stuff in my cart or in my wish list. And I had a bunch of stuff in my cart and I didn't buy it. And that happens a lot. Like I'll put it in my cart and be like, oh, I'll think about it. And if I'm still thinking about it in a few days, I'll buy it maybe, whatever. And then I had the cart pulled up and it was like 3 weeks old or something. And I looked at it. And I'm like, I don't want any of that at all. And that was a very eye-opening moment. I'm like, wow. I literally almost bought a lot of that stuff and it was really expensive. I don't want any of it now.
Yeah.
Like, that happened a few months ago. And ever since then, I have been way more just
picky.
Yeah. Picky and like cautious. I'm like, if I seriously don't think about that for, you know what I am thinking about? The Levi jeans.
Yeah.
I like when I'm obsessing over something for a month. I'm like, okay, I want it. And I know I'm going to be so happy that I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, honestly, these like little things here and there, I'm never really that thrilled that I bought it unless it becomes a staple for me.
Yeah, 100%. I always know it's a bad purchase if I am sweating at the checkout. Like I'm like, I don't know. Like I really like it, but I don't, you know, and then sure enough, week later, I'm like, I hate this. I literally don't want this anymore.
Yeah. I think this has been a good year of full body yeses for us.
Yeah.
We're learning that the art
100%
of being a little more intentional with purchases. But yeah, the point being, if like I'm able to save, I feel like that it just brings more peace.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's just a little more like security.
Yes. It is a more peaceful dopamine hit. I was thinking about the other day how I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon. Did you ever play that growing up?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Or Sims.
Never played Sims.
All of these little games that we used to play as kids, I had this moment of realizing that we still pretty much do the same thing. We play these like online games, like making this little life of ours, but we do it through like online shopping, Pinterest. Like, think of what you did when you're playing Sims and Roller Coaster Tycoon, at least like what I would do. I would make my theme park look really cool and have all this fun stuff, plan all this stuff out. When I would play like Sims or My Scene or like, you know, all these little websites, I would create like a look. I would create a character. And we literally do that now on social media, online shopping, Pinterest, like all these little things we do. It's like we're on our computers basically playing make-believe.
It's so true.
Isn't that so weird? It's like, it's so fun. That's why Pinterest and like all these things are so fun. It's like the same concept.
Isn't it also weird how you could create, kind of to that point, you could create a persona on social media, and tons of people do. Like,
yeah,
to me, it sounds a little exhausting because it's like
the upkeep.
Yeah, the upkeep of doing something that maybe isn't even necessarily 100% who you are or something. I don't know. But you could kind of create whatever persona you want online and just be like this character.
Yeah.
Like you could, you know what I mean? I always think about that. It's like, you could make your Instagram or your TikTok literally your own world and make it whatever you want it to be. You could get decked out to the nines every day, do like crazy makeup looks and dress up in crazy outfits and go and do. And it's like, that could just be your thing. And that is some people's thing. But I guess if it doesn't come naturally to you, it's like, why would you be even trying to put it on that persona? But you know how even, for example, Paris Hilton, she kind of has always played a bit of a character.
Yeah. 100%.
Even though she's herself and she's like, but there's this element of she's putting on a like a bit at some point. Kind of.
Yeah.
And it's like she really did that. Like she is really still doing that. That 100%. Is so much effort. But also it's like that's her thing.
Essentially everybody else on social media that you see is a character. Because you don't really know, unless you, even when you know them in person, the person that they are online, it is still kind of like.
It's not like 100% it's like an
emoji, or not an emoji. It's like, what's the word? A bitmoji or something. It's a weird virtual version of them that's not all the truth.
That's so weird to think about.
It never is. It cannot be because you don't know them in person.
But it also kind of is a fun concept.
Yeah.
To just be like, I can literally create my own world on here and make it be whatever I want.
It's Sims.
Talk about whatever I want.
They should just change social media to be called Sims.
Kind of also creepy when you think about it. Just the whole concept of all of that. I have a great gift for you guys to give a health and wellness girly or a parent or someone who's trying to kick off their health journey or if they're just super into wellness. And that is Everlywell. Okay, so it's digital healthcare designed for you with personalized results and accessible tools for long-term health. And this year, you can prioritize what matters most when you share the gift of health from Everlywell. You can choose from at-home lab tests like food sensitivity, women's health, or men's health, or vitamins and supplements because love and health are all you need, you know? So you guys know I took the food sensitivity test and it was so insightful and great. And the whole process was very streamlined. You just like do a quick at-home test, send it in, and you get your results very quickly. I was super impressed. And it just goes through for the food sensitivity one, any foods that you're sensitive to in a huge bank of foods. And it shows your sensitivity level to a bunch of different stuff. So I could see things that I was like not sensitive to at all, which means that obviously it works pretty well with my system. And then some things that were like, oh, you're a little sensitive to this. And then if it's like off the charts red, that means your body's pretty sensitive to it. So I thought it was so eye-opening being able to see that. And it was like something I was not aware of at all before.
So here's how it works. Everlywell ships products straight to you or your loved one with everything needed in just one package. And if you ordered an at-home lab test, the sample can simply be collected at home and shipped back to a certified lab in the prepaid envelope included with the test. Digital physician-reviewed results are sent straight to your preferred device in just days. If you ordered vitamins and supplements, you can start adding them to your daily routine right away. It's so simple. Over 1 million people have trusted Everly Well to support their health and wellness goals, and now you can help your loved ones do the same. The gift of health has never been so easy to share than it is this holiday season. And with the new year coming up, this is just a great time. For listeners of the show, Everly Well is offering a discount of 20% off an at-home lab test at everlywell.com/whatwesaid. That's everlywell.com/whatwesaid for 20% off your next at-home lab test. everlywell.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in. Especially for small businesses, slaying through traffic to the post office, inbox more like a blizzard than a winter wonderland, rushing to send cards and gifts to your loyal clients. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. Stamps.com is really game changing, especially for my small business girlies and guys and everybody that has a small business that they're trying to get out all of their holiday orders. Stamps.com is for you. It's your one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You get access to USPS and UPS services that you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle. Even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates, up to maybe even 86% off. Who knows?
It's a stress-free solution for every small business. You can use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard, which is awesome. Rates are constantly changing. With Stamps.com's switch and save feature, you can easily compare carriers and rates so you know that you're getting the best deal every time. And if you're running an online store, Stamps.com works seamlessly with all major shopping carts and marketplaces. This holiday season, trade late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code WHATWESAID. Go check it out.
Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving. I actually was shocked by these results because I thought that...
Not everyone... crucifies me for saying.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I'm definitely in the like
minority.
Yeah. You are definitely in the majority. Like everyone loves Christmas decorations.
I didn't know that.
62% say yes, Christmas decor before Thanksgiving. 38% say criminal.
But that's still kind of close. It's not like 80% say yes and everyone else says criminal. So
yeah.
I
think I said this before.
We talked about the Christmas decorations every single episode this month, I feel like.
Literally. No, I want to make it clear. I love Christmas time. And like, I feel like in all the episodes I'm coming across as literal. Like, I think it's the contrast of us because you are loving it so much. And I'm just like, I don't care as much about all of the Christmas festivities. But I still love Christmas time. I'm not a Scrooge. I'm not a Grinch. Like, I love the cozy vibes. And yeah, it's more so, like I've mentioned a million times, just like the work that it takes that I don't look forward to as much. Like I have a harder time romanticizing it, I guess, and being like, and I think maybe once I have kids, I'll feel differently too. Like, because you want to make it special for them.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a really busy time of work or time of year for work stuff.
Yeah.
And so it feels like almost just like an extra thing on my to-do list that stresses me out instead of being fun. Where it's like, if I didn't have anything on my schedule, I'd be like, oh, awesome. Like, that literally sounds so fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's like, after a long, busy day, it's like, now we got to decorate for Christmas. I'm like, I literally just want to lay down. Like, that's more of what it is. It's not even the actual Christmas, the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, to each their own. I think everyone's just different with that. They just have, there's certain things you're probably way more excited about than other people and vice versa. So I was going to say, the contrast, I want to get all my stuff done so that I can do the Christmas stuff at night. Like, I'm like, oh, that's my like relief of.
That's like your reward.
Yeah. But other things, I'm like, no, that's not worth the work to me. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, do you want kids eventually if you don't have any now? 91% said yes and 9% said no. I wonder how many people answered this. Does it tell you?
Yeah, there's thousands of.
I don't really have any thoughts on that besides, I mean, that makes sense, but
yeah.
I think I see when people say they don't want kids at all, it's more unusual. So it sticks out in your mind more when people say it. So I feel like I've been seeing people say that more. So I just assume like, oh, it's like half and half. Like a lot of people don't want kids, but apparently not. Well, not as if our Instagram following is the whole world. But.
Like, well, that's the whole population. So have you seen that? I've seen a lot of that on TikTok lately.
Yeah.
Like people don't want kids. Is that where you've seen it too?
Yeah, probably.
Like videos about it. I've seen a lot of, not like controversy, but I saw, okay, for example, a woman made a video and was like, oh, I don't want kids. I forgot what she was, like the point of her video, or I mean like what she was further saying. Oh.
And she was like in a relationship or she was like young and not?
No. I think she was in a relationship and she was like in her late 20s or something, or maybe in her 30s. Oh, I remember. It was this girl that is a mom.
Oh.
Saying, like, I think it's so weird when women make it their personality trait. Like, I don't want kids. Like, I have to make it clear to you, like, I'm not going to have kids. I don't want kids. And she's saying, like, why do you have to make that, like, your personality? And then this girl stitched it. And she's someone who does not want kids. And she was saying, like, basically, it's not as traditional, or it is more out of the norm in our society to be a woman and not want children. So if someone makes a TikTok and is like, oh, I don't want kids. And like, it's not that
they think
it
you're
their
being like quirky
trait.
Or something, like in a pick me almost. It's like, why do you have to talk about it? It's like, well,
exactly. Well, and this girl was saying, she's like, because I'm making space for other women who feel the exact same way. And on the contrary, like, this girl who made the video saying like, why do you have to make your personality trait? All of her videos are about being mom.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, it goes both ways. Why? You don't have to be it. Someone having kids is literally just not your, like, it doesn't matter. It should not matter to your life.
Yeah.
At all. Especially if you don't know the person. Who cares if they make it their personality trait or not? Then they could also come back and say the same thing to you. Like, why do you always talk about your kids? Why is that your whole personality trait? You know what I mean? It's like, just don't. I think the other reason that people sometimes talk, or like women talk about how they don't want kids, is to like kind of, I don't know if prove the point is the correct way to say it, but to basically say like, that's not all you're good for. Like, that's not all women are good for.
Yeah.
Is just being a mom. That's an amazing thing. And that is like, should be celebrated 100%. But that's not, if people literally cannot have kids, like, it's sad because you're basically saying,
like, don't talk about anything else.
Yeah, don't. The only important thing in this world is having a family. So, you know what I mean? It's like, well, what about people who can't have kids and have a much harder route? Like, maybe I just have more sympathy for that, obviously. But it's like, then you're telling them that their life literally has no purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I think this is what exhausts me about TikTok, this exact thing, is that it's a lot of it to me is someone coming up with a take and then someone coming up with a counter take, and then it just goes back and forth. And it's like, that's what I feel like TikTok is, a lot of takes.
And it's a lot of criticism. Like, yes. the takes are criticizing
people.
Like, why did the girl in the first place have to be like, why do you talk
about
not wanting kids?
You make this a personality. It's always like about other people. Like, I've noticed other people do this. I noticed people do this. It's like, oh my gosh, it's too much sometimes.
That's what I was talking about with the era thing. It's a silly example, but it's like, that's not an era. You just did this.
Exactly.
It's like, why? Just stop. Just have fun with life. Like, it's really not that serious.
No, definitely.
No, I agree. I have started becoming ruthless with scrolling. Like, if I see a TikTok where it's like a stitch of someone, I'm like, goodbye. Like, I do not even want to engage with this.
Of course, if you have someone says an opinion, of course, out of the people, hundreds or thousands of people who see, someone's going to have a counter argument. It's just like a freaking courtroom all the time in TikTok.
Yeah.
Of people just like, well, you used this false argument and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh my gosh.
It is. At this point, exhausting.
Let's take away the freedom of speech. Why don't we? Why doesn't everyone just keep doing
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Themselves a little bit more. Like, there's that sound. It's like, I have a hot take. No more hot takes. We've had enough.
Literally.
I mean, please don't take that out of context, me saying no more freedom of speech.
Yeah, no, it's...
but...
it is just exhausting.
It's exhausting. I'm obviously on TikTok, so I'm asking for it, but I just... it's just an observation. It's a hot take that I have.
100%. I get it.
Would you rather listen to podcasts or music in the car? What would you rather?
It depends on my mood, TBH. Mostly podcasts, though.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just feel in the mood to listen to music. Honestly, lately in the mornings, which this is kind of surprising to even myself, I love listening to music when I'm in the car. So if I like drive to a workout class, then on the way there and back, I listen to music. And I swear, music, like upbeat music to me, transforms my day more than meditation ever
yeah.
could. Like, I don't know what it, that's not true, but literally if I listen to like Nicki Minaj or something in the morning, I just feel like I can take on and conquer the day.
It like raises it, your vibration.
Yes. It just like makes me kind of dance and I'm like, woo, I love today.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel the same.
I like that. But I also, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
It only depends how long the journey is.
Yeah, it does. If you're going somewhere that's like 8 minutes away, music.
Yeah.
If you're going somewhere that's 30 minutes away, podcast.
Yes. 100. That's the key right there. That's the formula. Well, 59% said podcast, 41% said music. So people probably feel the exact same way as us always.
Of course.
They have every single opinion we have as well. Are you a morning person or a night owl? I'm actually kind of shocked at these results.
50-50. What would you think people would be more of? Night owl?
Yeah. I feel like most people I meet are night owls.
I am neither lately.
You're a noon gal?
Literally. I'm a like 10 a.m. No, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't like going to bed late anymore, really. Like the later it gets, I'm just like, oh, like this is not fun. But I also am not a morning person and probably just never will be. Like, it's just never easy for me to wake up.
Yeah.
If I don't set an alarm too, like it shocks me. Unless I go to bed very early, if I don't set an alarm, I will sleep until like 9.
Yeah.
Every morning. Like unless I...
Especially with those blackout shades.
I was going to say with the blackout shades and I have like a sleep mask that I sleep with every night. Literally, I will...
It can go days.
Yes. If I go to bed at like midnight, I will sleep till 9 a.m. if I have no alarm set.
Yeah.
But if I go to bed at like 10, I would probably wake up 7:30 or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I guess it does depend. But if I go to bed between, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can just sleep a lot. If I have, no, you know what the key is? If I don't have a busy agenda the next day. Because if I do, I'll wake up feeling like stressed
yeah.
earlier.
The cortisol
but if I
hits.
Have, yeah, if I don't have like any plans that day till noon or something, if I don't set an alarm, I am just dead. And
yeah. I know. Do you consider a night owl and a morning person? Like, that's kind of a loaded question. Like someone who wakes up more in the, like wakes up early in the morning and just gets things done, or someone who likes morning time and feels more themselves in the morning time. You know what I mean? Like what is a morning person and a night owl? Because I picture a night owl to be someone who thrives at night, regardless of like what time they necessarily go to bed. It's like they want to stay, like if they stay up, they're thriving.
If that's the case, I was kind of picturing it as a combo, like someone who enjoys nights more and like is down to stay up late. And then I picture a morning person as someone who likes the mornings, or who like wakes up and is kind of just like bright eyed, bushy tailed, ready for the day, which will unfortunately never be me. I literally have tried so hard to have that be me.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to go to bed at 8 p.m. in order to like wake up at 6:30 a.m. and be like, woo, which is like,
it great. Must be.
Maybe I need to do that.
Again, let's take a college course on it. That's so fascinating. Like what makes somebody a morning person versus a night owl? Because I genuinely just believe there are some people who they just like, I would consider myself a morning person, even if I don't necessarily wake up early all the time. I go through periods of my life where I sleep in, but I wake up in a great mood. Like I'm consistently throughout my life when I wake up, I'm in like the best mood of the day. That's my best mood of the day.
I cannot relate. And I know that you're like that because whenever I wake up next to you, you're like awake so immediately. And I'm just like a sloth. And you're like, just like, opening the blinds, like, woo! And I'm like, oh, whoa.
I just found this video on my phone. I am literally a menace. Like, I woke you up one time. I took this video of you. I put my phone up to your ear.
I hate you.
I started playing music right in your ear to wake you up. And you literally were like, I am going to kill you. We were like 19 or something like that, but I was dying. Like things have not changed a bit. I'm just the most annoying person on the planet.
Well, even if I wake up before you, like if I wake you up, you're literally just like up immediately. You're like, wake up, you're like, hey, good morning. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But on the contrary, I feel like when it gets late at night, I'm like grumpy and sad. Like I'm just like, ugh. Like if it's past literally 8 p.m., I can't. I can't be in a good mood. Well, I can, but like,
yeah,
it's impossible. But that I'm makes sense. More likely to just be like,
ugh. Do you know what? I have a book right here, but it's called The Power of When. And it's actually all about the concept of like your natural timing of when
internal
you thrive.
Clock.
Yes. And it's like, I don't want to butcher it. I read part of it. To be honest, I got kind of bored, which is annoying because it's like very interesting concept, but it's a long book. Anyway, the idea is that everyone is a certain animal, and forgive me if I butcher this because I don't remember which one. But there's like three or four different animals that you could be. And it's like you're either the wolf, the bear, the lion, whatever. And
oh, that's cool.
It's you take like a quiz of like, when do you feel the most energy? Da, 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 and then it tells you what you are. And I was the most common one. Oh, one of them is a dolphin as well. But I was the most common, like the most generic one you could be. I think I was the bear. And it tells you like, essentially when you should be doing certain things based on which animal you are. I think you would actually really like be interested
that's
at least the concept of finding out what animal you are and reading about that specific thing.
Yeah.
Once I did that, I was kind of like, it was a super long book. After I figured out I was the bear, I was like, cool. Then I just was like, I don't want to read this entire thing. You know what I was thinking is really bad? I read a lot, but I don't retain a lot of what I read. Because even that, like it was so interesting to me in the moment, but I'm like, I don't even remember what the bear was. I'm like,
and it's like you kind of know what's going on, but you can't like repeat it. You're like, I got the basis of it a little bit, but could I repeat it to anybody?
I can in the moment,
no.
But not like a month later. I'm like, no. I forgot what the point of that book was. Anyway.
That actually Elevate helps with that. I'm not kidding.
I'll be downloading.
Because it helps you retain information from reading. What is like the phrase for that?
I can't remember.
It's like one of the chapters in Elevate. It's the app. Anyways.
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with the grocery store. I like when I'm at home and I have all my groceries. But sometimes going there, especially honestly during this time of year, it's so hectic at the grocery stores. That's why Thrive Market is an amazing solution. So finding high-quality, affordable grocery items in one place is almost impossible in today's world. But thanks to Thrive Market, you can stress less because you can get everything you need in one place, plus savings that are guaranteed on every order. Shopping with Thrive Market means you'll find everything from healthy pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood, non-toxic cleaning and beauty products, and it's all delivered right to your door. It is really best case scenario. And when you buy from Thrive Market, you can get 30% off the best organic groceries, and you always get the lowest price with their price match guarantee. They got chomps. We know I'm eating my chomps daily. Not daily, but a lot. They're one of my favorite snacks. They have like Simple Mills, which is an awesome brand. They have really a lot of good of my favorite like health brands. And sometimes, you know what Thrive Market also solves the issue of is having to go to multiple grocery stores to yes. get things.
Oh, that is the bane of my existence right there, actually.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to use their website and app if you're looking for low sugar, keto, gluten-free, zero waste, BIPOC-owned brands. You can filter by 90-plus values and lifestyles to find what works for you, which is absolutely amazing. So you can even look for like gluten-free snacks for the kids. And like JC said, you don't have to go to every single grocery store in town to round up your faves. If you're gearing up for all your holiday festivities, Thrive Market is your stress-free solution. Order from the comfort of your couch and skip the grocery store lines and crowded parking lots. And then you don't have to put your grocery cart all the way back, make your way through the freaking parking lot to put your grocery cart back. That is also the bane of my existence. Their fast and free carbon neutral shipping gets your order to you in no time. Best of all, when you join Thrive Market, you're joining a community of 1 million plus members and sponsoring a family in need. Get convenient, high quality, affordable groceries delivered with Thrive Market. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid. Okay, the next question. Do you believe in God? 80% said yes. 20% said no. That's to be expected. I feel like that's our demographic, especially on our Instagram. I feel like that's probably to be expected. So nothing shocking there.
This is one's kind of shocking to me a little. Do you believe in
Australia?
Do you guys believe Australia is a real place? Do you believe in astrology? 37% say yes. 63% said no.
That is shocking.
That's a little shocking to me. They must not like when we've been talking about Capricorn.
All of Capricorn, that stuff.
Aries, you know.
Wow.
I feel like we bring that stuff up a lot. That actually is shocking.
Yeah. We need to have an astrologer on here or like somebody to go over our birth charts, just all of the signs. And we need to do it also for like go over all the signs. So it's not just us either.
Yeah.
So that people like, I feel like we've talked about Aries and Capricorn enough. If they know too, they probably know.
They're like, yeah, Capricorn. We got it. We're good. Did you see that Tyson did a recent episode on that?
Yes, I want to listen because I love Meg. I love her.
Same. I haven't listened yet, but I'm very intrigued.
It was the same thing where I was actually going somewhere the other day and I wanted to listen, but it was only like 8 minutes away. And I was like, I'm not going to start the podcast right now. And then.
Yeah, you got to start on a longer journey. I was going to put this in. Tyson was like, thoughts on astrology or something. And I was going to put this and I forgot on his story, but I feel it. And we've talked about this maybe briefly. I'm not an expert in astrology in any form or fashion. I literally know only like stuff about my own sign and the people I know well. And I don't know even that much, but I was going to write in the little question box, like you can believe in God and astrology.
Yeah.
Like I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that you can is what I'm saying. And I think that that's a hot take.
Yeah.
Like not to me, but
here's my
a lot
take.
Of people out there, I literally think they'd be like, nope, that's wrong.
Yeah. Which they can believe in that. But here's my hot take about that. This is what I was talking to my parents about with the astrology thing, because they are very religious. And I was like, well, what if? So if God works in science, which he like has to pretty much like to perform miracles, you know, it's like all just very like high tech science, pretty much, to create the earth, like matter and all of that stuff. He uses science to do all that, to heal people, whatever. And the moon, obviously, is in charge of water, like the tides. That's fact. Like, you know, the moon phases, all of that stuff. And we are, what, 75% water? What is it?
I forget the
percentage. A very high percentage of water. And so why wouldn't God use the planets and the stars and water to create a bunch of different personalities for human beings? Like, how else does he create, like, scientifically create our personalities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, That's just my hot take.
No, going deeper within that, it almost makes sense too. It's like we have all of these different strengths and characteristics, like each sign,
mm-hmm.
and there's 12 different ones to make up a diverse and a world that can function with all these different like strengths
exactly.
and weaknesses.
And obviously we're not saying all of astrology is 100% correct because, you know,
and it's
whatever,
also not that you are.
It's not out of the question to me.
Yeah, it's not that you are 100% only based on your astrological sign and that's the only thing about you. But it's like that could be, like you said, have been used to create
different personalities.
Different personalities within us or different strengths that we all have.
And it also goes so much deeper than just your sign as well. There's so many different things that make you specifically unique. Time of birth, like all of that stuff. So there's different, it's not just like, oh, you're an, all of the Aries are exactly the same. Because people will be like, well, I'm this and this person is the same sign. We're very different. It's like, yeah, well, there's obviously you're also different people, grew up in different situations. So
exactly. So what does what is the idea behind, like, I'm trying to understand what would make it bad?
What?
To like astrology. I'm saying to people who are religious or believe in God, like, what about astrology? Do they think that it just is counterproductive or like it doesn't match up with? Or
I what actually about have it no clue.
Is because I'm trying to understand that. Like,
I'm not the right person to ask.
What, you know, I guess maybe they think like you rely on that too heavily and not on God.
Yeah.
Like, or you don't give God enough credit potentially.
Yeah.
For like creating you. Like God created you. And when you believe in astrology, you believe that like the universe. I don't know. Maybe something like that.
I have no clue.
But I agree. It's like you can believe that it's a combo.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, interesting stuff. Would you ever go skydiving? 49% of people said yes. 51% said no.
I feel like I was a little shocked by this. I feel like more people would say no.
Same.
But would you?
I'd never say never. It's not something that I'm like looking to do at
all. Never say never.
But probably not. It just like doesn't interest me enough.
Yeah. It's just scary. I think I definitely would before I had Case. Now it's more up for debate. Because now anything like with risk, I always think I'm someone's mom. I can't be like risking my life. Even though people say it's very safe and I'm sure it is. But it's like, you know, just anything like that. That's just like, why would I put myself in danger when I'm someone's mom. I have to like be here for them.
Yeah. Makes sense. Would you rather have an everyday glam team or a private chef?
Oh, private chef, 1,000,000%. Are you kidding me?
I would agree. And people agreed. 20% say glam team, 80% say private chef.
Oh, to have a private, I just literally got the goosebumps thinking about that. That would be so amazing.
Imagine
after this, lunch is made for us. We just walk into the kitchen and there's... Why don't you go ahead and text Leif? Right
now? I'm like, I do have a private chef. His name's Leif.
Then we go in and there's like lunch with a side. Like we have a meal with a side.
With like a side and a drink.
Yeah. Oh. Freshly pressed lemonade.
Wow.
And like a nice little potato salad. Oh.
I know. That sounds really, really incredible, actually. I wonder how much it costs to have a private chef.
Yeah, we should look into it.
Like,
and what do they do? Live at your house?
My rental home with a private chef.
This is so off topic, but that just reminded me. It is the 1 year anniversary today when we're recording this, which is December 2nd, of the day I woke up and my car was stolen.
You're kidding.
I was looking back at my like 1 year ago and it was like me crying.
Bye. Wow, what an experience.
What an experience that was.
That was one for the books.
Yeah, truly.
I'm literally looking up how much a private chef is. Just for all of us curious gals. On average, for bookings of two people, well, this doesn't seem like it would be like
so a they live with you or what's happening?
Well, this says for bookings of two people, the price of a private chef in California is $137 US per person. I don't know what that means. Like for one meal or how much does it cost to hire a personal chef? $30 to $40 per hour. You can expect to pay $100 to $400 for a personal chef to prepare six entrees, Okay, hold on.
So
hold
I
on.
Wonder if there's like a personal chef who makes a bunch of people food. Oh, wait, that's okay, what wait, Postmates, this, I was going to say, and then delivers it to you.
Personal chef per year. At an average cost of $35 per meal for a family of four, to hire a personal chef for a year, you can expect to pay between $12,775 to $25,550 for just cooking dinner.
Oh, for a full year?
Hiring a private chef will cost you between $1,000 to $2,000 per month. Okay.
Wait.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
I don't know what, you know, I think there's some
honestly,
people
looking
who,
at my Postmates bill, honestly, it might be better to have a private chef.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if, you know, Wishbone
Kitchen. Like,
what does
kitchen, that look like? No.
She is like a private chef and she was living in the Hamptons with a family and then she lives in New York. Mm-mm. You haven't seen her TikToks?
No.
Okay, well, I'm obsessed with her and I follow her. Anyway, she like lived with them or would live with them on the weekends, I think, when she lived in the Hamptons. But I'm pretty sure she's like a live-in private chef.
Wow.
And seeing the food she makes, first of all, I'm like, okay, you deserve so much money because yeah. what you're making is truly incredible. Like the food that she's providing and creating for them. And I also just am really trying to understand how people are good cooks like this. It is blowing
it's
my mind.
They're chemists because they it's like they're trying to balance the acidic flavors. This is all I know from watching Chopped. They're trying to balance like the acid and the saltiness and the sweetness and the bitterness. It's like a balance of everything. So if it's like, and they have to know so many foods and how to cut and prepare and like, oh my gosh, the amount of ways that you can cook an onion, like grilled onions, sauteed onions, steamed onions, chopped raw onions. It's just like, and you have to figure out what to do for each item in your thing.
Oh, please. It took me maybe 20 minutes to figure out how to cut a shallot.
Yeah.
I know you just get, you get better with practice, but I'm like, how are people just so naturally good at this? Like all of it. Meredith, that's Wishbone Kitchen.
Be our private chef.
Please. Will you be my private chef for a week? We can make TikToks together. Please. I would do anything to, have the natural ability to cook and bake and just do it so effortlessly and be able to do it fast.
Yes.
Ugh. Maybe that's not possible. Maybe it just takes kind of like the decorations thing we're talking about. Some people,
they look
enjoy
forward to
cooking.
It.
They love it. They look forward to it. They're good at it. Couldn't be me, but maybe someday.
Yeah. Oh, I wish so badly it was me. Okay,
maybe
then
it will be.
Maybe. Maybe I'll change it today.
I'll become my private chef tonight.
TikTok or Instagram?
54% TikTok, 46% Instagram. What are your thoughts on Instagram these days?
I've never really turned my back on Instagram, I'm going to be honest. I think that they had a little bit of like a identity crisis. But then I slowly realized that like all social media platforms kind of do that where they like thirst for whatever is working for the other social media platforms. And I like writing things, which I realize is the reason I like Instagram stories is because I rarely like talk to my Instagram stories, which apparently is bad for engagement. But I like writing out my thoughts and I feel like I can't do that as much on TikTok. I know I can and be creative with it, but I use Instagram to shop. And I use it almost as Pinterest now, I feel like, more than anything else.
Do you see a lot of reels? Because like,
oh, only when they pop up as the first thing and it's blasting my ears, my eardrums. I'm like, oh, I'll just get on Instagram. It's like, the first.
Yeah,
video
and it plays
top.
Over and over every time you
oh
go back
to your
homepage.
Oh my gosh, I can't. It's like such a jump scare. They've got to change that. Don't put reels first. Let me click on reels.
I wonder if reels are really doing it for them. Like.
They've got to be because the boomers love them.
Oh, that's so true. My dad literally like just discovered Reels. He's showing me all these videos. I'm like, that is like, that was, it really is the exact like classic thing where it's like, that was popular on TikTok a month ago.
Yeah.
Like it's corn. It's like, we've done that. We've done that many moons ago.
We did that.
And we're done.
So like, hard.
Yeah. It's just
that is hilarious.
So funny.
But I love TikTok too. It just, you know, depends on the day.
Yeah.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
These answers are terrifying me.
I would rather explore
space. You're kidding.
Well,
of
you
course.
Can't breathe in either. You can't breathe in space either. Because I was thinking ocean, you drowned. If like the scary thing about that, like exploring the ocean, is not even the freaking creatures that could eat you. Because what, they eat you? I'm scared of drowning. I'm scared of getting caught in the dark depths of the ocean and not being able to breathe and drowning and being ripped up apart by sharks or something like that.
Take me to space. I'd rather float off into space and float away forever. You'd die quickly, wouldn't you?
I have no clue, but think about that, JC. Thinking about floating into nothingness.
Think about getting ripped apart by a creature you've never seen in your entire life and it comes towards you is biting you slowly.
Oh, trust me. I don't want either of them. But this floating off into nothingness, almost worse that nothing's harming you.
Kind of meditative. Really good way to go out.
JC finally loves meditation when she's in space. She's like, I get it.
I get the hype. Wait, now I'm going to die. Awesome.
I wonder if you don't like die and you just float into nothingness forever. What if you freeze and you live forever in space and you're just floating?
You'd be alone. Like Buddha or like Gandhi. Like you would literally have so many realizations. Be like, nothing matters. Like literally, that sounds fun to me. Literally, I'm going to do that.
I think you might be right that space seems less scary than the ocean. But when I think about drowning. Oh, wait.
That is the ocean.
I was saying I'd rather be in space.
Yeah, you were agreeing with me. Decided to team up against me. Amazing.
No, I was thinking, I'm like, wait, why would I ever say the ocean? I'm terrified of drowning.
And the ocean is sketchy. Like, you know, when you think of the ocean of being in 10-foot water, you know, right on the shore.
Even
great. Think about being dropped in the middle of the ocean. No. It's going to be a no from me. I will be floating in space. Thank you.
100%. Remember we were flying into Orange County and we were over the ocean and it was pitch black. And I just remember thinking, like, if we dropped down right now, the ocean would be pitch black.
No. Uh-uh. I'd rather pitch black space.
Yeah. Because you got stars.
Yeah.
You have beautiful, like, galaxies. That's true. But then what if you get sucked into a black hole?
Again. Quick, done, you're fine. Probably meditating while you're doing it. It's great. Like, I think
living our best life in space.
I think that being in the ocean would be petrified.
You feel like closer to hell, honestly. Like, space is kind of like heaven.
Yeah.
Ocean, like hell. That. It's giving terrifying. It's giving evil mermaids. Down, 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 down.
Oh, I picture mermaids as like cute.
Not the ones at the deep, deep, deep levels.
Now I want to watch a documentary about the ocean and about space.
Mermaids.
Okay, have you ever had a crush on a relative? 20% say yes. 80% say no. A lot of people replied and they were like, it was when I was like 8 years old I had a crush on my cousin.
That's classic. What I was kind of thinking. Of like, a lot of people have crushes on their... am I okay? Crushes on their cousins.
Yeah.
When they're little.
When you have like an older boy cousin and you're like, he's cute.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Do you trust influencers' recommendations? 69% say yes. 31% say no. This is pleasantly surprising.
Pleasantly surprising. I was not expecting that.
Me neither.
Oh, thank you for trusting us.
I think it.
They're like, well, should we?
Not you. Other influencers we follow. I think that it depends on the influencer, obviously.
Yes. 100%.
That's why it's so...
All right, go ahead. I have a note after this.
I was just going to say, I actually feel like that's why it's so important if you... Which should be a no-brainer, to be honest with you. If I have to even... If you have to be reminded of this, it's probably maybe not the job that... I don't know, for you anyway. But that's why it's so important as an influencer to be honest and not be a sellout. Because... If you just literally take every single deal that comes your way with products you could not care less about and you actually do not like at all.
People can tell.
It just is like no one trusts you after a while and you're not going to like convert well at all. You know what I mean? And you also don't build up like a repertoire of brands that are like, what's the word? Just like authentic to you.
Yeah.
It's like very important to be selective. Be honest and be very selective or else like. for your own sake of having longevity.
100%. I agree. I was going to say, do you remember when Noah Beck did that? Like when he first blew up and he did the like ab simulator thing.
He was like, it was literally just a brand deal. Like, of course I don't use it or something. What did he say?
I don't remember, but like the ad itself was just so like bless his little new influencer heart. Like it was just so like, and then you just place it on your abs and it's like, yeah. And then afterwards he's like, I don't use that. It was just a brand deal. Like,
yeah, he's like, it's just a promo. Like I don't actually use it.
They're like, well, then everyone's like,
well, that's the point. And yeah. You probably got paid $40,000 to do that.
Literally. Oh my God.
I cannot. Do you believe in the law of attraction / manifestation? 69% say yes. 31% say no. That kind of surprises me.
Yeah. Wait, you thought more people would believe in it?
No, I thought less.
Yeah, same. Seems we've converted them.
Nice. Do you think social media has brought more good or bad into the world? 48% say good. 52% say bad. This is kind of right on par.
Yeah. I expected more people to say bad, but I'm actually pleasantly surprised that we got fit, you know, half and half.
Yeah. Same.
Oh, this is the most important question of them all.
We're ending off on this one. Do you think Devin Booker is daddy? 58% say duh. 42% say no. And
jail.
And to you, jail, please unfollow us. We got a message
from Devin.
He said, Kendall copied you all along.
Oh my gosh. Imagine he's the one that breaks it to you.
Wow. That would truly be better than my wedding.
All
day.
I heard in my ear when we were dating. Oh my gosh, JC did this. I have to do this.
Oh my gosh. No, we got a message from this girl on our What We Said Instagram. And she said that the driver that drives her family around or like to the airport or something.
Okay, so like
when they're in Scottsdale. Because I think she like travels there or something. They have a house there. I can't remember exactly.
Uh-huh.
Is the same driver that drives the Kardashians and Jenners like when they're in.
What?
If they're ever in Phoenix.
Okay, and, go off. That's sick.
And she said that he did confirm to her that they did break up. That mm-hmm. Kendall and Devin did break up. But he also said that he still drove her, Kendall, and maybe some other people to his birthday dinner recently. Like after they were already broken up and after it already came out that they were broken up. And that they still are friends and that they do talk still. And I saw something else about that on TikTok. It was like Kendall was spotted with Devin somewhere. Like basically they're like, they're still friends.
Like, and didn't they break up because of their schedules?
That's what they said.
Still love there. And they probably are just like, oh, we can't be in a relationship, but like, well, we're just never going to see each other. We love each other.
I know. Aww. It kind of gave me a little bit of hope that it could be, they could be back in the future, you know?
But when are they ever not going to have schedule problems?
That's why stuff like that, I'm like, it feels like just an excuse. I mean, I get it. You both have very busy schedules. But like you said, it's like your schedules are only going to get busier.
Yeah.
Knowing who you two are. So
exactly.
You're either going to make it work or you're not, you know?
And it looks like they're not.
Well, we'll see. Interesting piece of tea.
Thank you for that. I love getting tea from people who have the in.
Same.
So any tea you have, send it to us.
Please. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing day. Hope you are having an amazing holiday spirit. What was the word? Season. Holiday season. That was a jump scare.
I hope you have a good holiday spirit.
I hope the spirit is within you. They're like, I'm scared. Okay, go follow our Instagram if you're feeling like you want to be more involved in the podcast.
I'm feeling the Christmas spirit.
You're feeling the ho-ho-ho spirit. You want to see some ho-ho-hos on your feed. And go leave us a rating and review if you're feeling nice and generous. It's super easy, especially on Spotify. You literally just click a button that says 5 stars.
It's the only one that works.
And same with Apple Podcast app. So, love you guys.
Okay, wrap up.
And
that's what we said. Bye. Bye.
Please
note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.